Hare Krishna. To see stone and gold equally, see beyond stone and gold to Krishna. The Bhagavad Gita 6.8 contains a puzzling recommendation. Samaloshtashma kanchanaha. See gold and stone equally. The full verse is, Jnana vijnana truptatma kutastho vijitendriyah yuktaityuchyate yogi samaloshtashma kanchanah. So, Jnana vijnana truptatma. Jnana and knowledge and realization will make a person satisfied. Kutastho, such a person is well situated, strongly situated in transcendence, fixed in transcendence. Yuktaityuchyate yogi, such a yogi is yukta. And what is the symptom? That when a person is internally contented, satruptatma, at that time that person will be externally not hankering for things. So there will be samaloshtashma kanchanaha. That person will see pebbles, stones and gold equally. Now this seems quite strange, even impossible. Stone is hardly of any value and gold is so valuable. So how can we see stone and gold equally? To understand this, let's look at it as at three levels. So the first level is, you can look at it at the detached material level. Then we look at it at the detached spiritual level. And then we look at it at the engaged spiritual level. So at the detached material level means that generally, material things allure us. Oh, this is attractive, this is attractive, this is attractive. And some things turn us away. I don't like this, this is repelling. So, for example, say, Indians are fascinated by cricket. Americans are not. They practically don't know much about it. Americans are infatuated with baseball. Indians practically know hardly anything about baseball. So, now the same applies to fashions. So, what are we trying to say by this? That which is considered to be very valuable by one group of people, it may not be considered to be of any value by another group of people. Why the difference? That is the nature of the relativity of material things. So, in fashions, something which is fashionable, a particular dress, as long as fashionable, it may be extremely expensive. And once it goes out of fashion, it has not much expense. Same happens with cars. Same happens with other with high-tech gadgets. So they're trend determined. They're fashion. So their value changes. Now this is something which we all experience. But we may think that, actually the value of gold is enduring. It doesn't go up. It doesn't change as drastically as is the, say, change in value of fashionable objects. That's true. Now, gold is considered a form of wealth. So, today, wealth is also measured largely in terms of money. And money also we consider objectively valuable. Well, this is money. You know, so I may not value cricket and you may not value baseball. But, if there's a 500 rupee note or there is, say, $10 note, that is valuable for everyone, isn't it? So we consider a currency to be objectively valuable for everyone. But actually, is it always valuable? If there are some economic upheavals, then the currency may have to be devalued. And when the currency devalues, then that same note may not have even a fraction of the value that it had earlier. For example, in Zimbabwe, when the currency devalued, the hundreds and hundreds of currency notes were of practically not enough to even get the basic necessities of life. This happened even during the Great Depression around 1930. So, that which we consider valuable currency note, it is not always valuable. So, when we take this perspective, first look at the fashions, then look at the currency notes, and then look forward to gold. We'll understand that actually, from a detached perspective, it's all relative. And is there any intrinsic value to it? So that intrinsic value is based on what its value is based on what we invest into it. So even from material perspective, we can understand that there's certain that actually the value is really not all that to be something to be very highly excited about, as it says, beauty is in the eye of the beholder. So that is definitely true at the material level. So now beyond that, there is the detached spiritual level. So once we rise to the spiritual platform and we understand, I am not the body, I am the soul, then at that time we recognize that as souls we are spiritual, and as spiritual beings nothing material can satisfy us truly. So from the point of view of its capacity to satisfy us, both stone and gold are equally important. Neither can satisfy us. So this level is talked about by Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita in the 18th chapter when he says, Na shochati na kaangshati. So Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma. When a person becomes Brahma Bhuta, when a person is situated on the spiritual level, then one doesn't hanker for anything, one doesn't lament for anything. Na shochati na kaangshati. So a person understands that neither gold nor stone can actually bring me real spiritual satisfaction. Beyond the detached material, detached spiritual level is the engaged spiritual level. That's the third level. In the word engaged means that detached means the opposite. Detached means I am not doing anything. Engaged means I am acting. So we are engaged in relationship with Krishna, in service to Krishna. So this is actually beyond the material level, and the spiritual level is more or less just the level of understanding that I am the soul. But beyond that is the spiritual level, where devotional level, where we connect with Krishna. So at this level, when we connect with Krishna, then we not only connect ourselves with Krishna, but we also want to connect the whole world with Krishna. So connecting the whole world with Krishna means that we see the things of this world as potentially engaged, usable in Krishna's service. And we want to offer ourselves to Krishna and offer the things around us to Krishna. So now, from that perspective, it is true that gold is more valuable than stone. The gold can be used to make ornaments for Krishna, and those ornaments are precious. But then stone can also be used to build a temple for Krishna, and the temple is also glorious. So then a devotee sees stone and gold equally. How? In terms of their potential to be used in Krishna's service. If stone can help a devotee build a temple for Krishna, then the devotee may value that stone like it is gold. When Srila Prabhupada was building the over supervising the building of the temple in Vrindavan, in Ramanreti, so at that time cement was very difficult to acquire. And finally, after great difficulty, when the devotees got cement, then Prabhupada personally was involved in making sure that the cement was properly stored in the godown and the number of sacks were counted and carefully preserved. And Prabhupada talked about every cement sack almost like if it is like gold. So it is a chest of gold. So that's how Srila Prabhupada saw even stone. Cement is basically a form of stone. As gold. And in contrast, a devotee may turn away from gold, disregarding it if it allures one away from Krishna. In fact, it is said that transcendentalists also sometimes see stool, gold as disease stool. Because when the stool is a disease, it has a particular color which is similar to the color of gold. So, if gold is going to take a person away from Krishna, a person may stay away from gold also. So, that's how a devotee sees gold and stone equally. How? And this is the most complete vision. This is the most complete vision because In this vision, we see things in their relationship with Krishna. So to see stone and gold equally, we need to go beyond stone and gold and see Krishna, to see Krishna beyond both of these things. And when we are thus focused on Krishna, then in the world we may have as alluring things and repelling things. We may be in attractive circumstances, or we may be in circumstances to which we are averse. But in both, we'll stay undistracted, we'll stay focused, and we'll march onwards towards Krishna. Thank you. Hare Krishna.